Praise the Lord. This is Evangelist Julius Adewumi of the Gospel Distribution Ministry. Today I want to do some teaching on some of the promises of God that we have and the fact that Christ has abolished death. And I want to bring it from different Bible verses. The authority that the Lord Jesus Christ has, even right now, he has delegated it to his body. In Matthew chapter 28, verse 18 says, "And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost." Indicated that he actually delegated all this power unto the church. All this authority that he declared that he has in that Matthew chapter 28 verse 18, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth, has immediately been delegated to his body. Think of it like the government. When the government of a land appointed police officers to take control of the streets and the neighborhood, the authority of the government is given to that police officer to enforce it. That is the law. Enforce those laws. And the police officers are expected to be enforcing those laws by the authority that is backing them up. So when Jesus Christ said, "All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth," he's saying, he has already delegated that authority to us by saying, "Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all these things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world." So if we believe he is with us, he is backing us up with that all power and all authority. And so the authority that we have been examining, which is all authority over sicknesses, and over death, physical death, he actually has delegated it to the body of Christ. We are his body. And let me go to another Bible verse and show to you what we are trying to say here to make us have confidence in the Lord Jesus Christ's authority, confidence in our relationship with him, which is we are his body, and confidence in our authority that we have been delegated, because it is that authority that we use and we should use to control all things, all elements on earth. Here is Psalm 110, verse 1. We know that this Bible verse in the book of Psalm 110, verse 1, was actually stated by the Lord Jesus Christ when he was talking to the rabbis about the Messiah. We know it was a prophecy about the Messiah, the Lord Jesus Christ. This is the book of Psalm 110, verse 1. "The Lord said unto my Lord, Sit thou at my right hand until I make thy enemies thy footstool." Sit thou at my right hand until I make thy enemies thy footstool. And when you see the Lord Jesus Christ refer to this Bible verse in the book of Matthew chapter 22, verse 44, let's look at it real quick. The Lord was asking the scribes and the Pharisees about the Messiah, whose son is he? And they say it's the son of David. That's Matthew chapter 22, from verse 42. Say, "While the Pharisees were gathered together, Jesus asked them, saying, What think ye of Christ?" So we know he was talking about Christ, the Messiah. "Whose son is he?" They say unto him, "The son of David." And he said unto them, "How then doth David in spirit call him Lord, saying, The Lord said unto my Lord, Sit thou on my right hand till I make thy enemies thy footstool. If David then call him Lord, how is he his son?" No man was able to answer him a word, neither does any man from that day forth ask him any more questions. So we know that the Lord Jesus Christ was talking about himself, that he was not just son of David coming through the line of David. He was actually the Lord from heaven. And that was what David was prophesying there. Now, we can say, oh yeah, that's true. We know Christ is the Lord from heaven. He is the Messiah. He is the Lord of all. But the Bible said, we are the body of Christ. What does that really mean? We are his body. Physically, I mean, allegorically speaking, we are his body. So then the prophecy in the book of Psalm 110 verse 1, that said, the Lord said unto my Lord, sit thou, that is the Messiah, the Christ, sit thou at my right hand until I make thy enemies their footstool, was a prophecy concerning the body of Christ. Christ and his body. That is, it's concerning Christ and his body. You say, well, what do you mean by that? But let me explain what I mean. You know that as of now, Christ, the Lord Jesus Christ, has resurrected and has gone up to heaven, and he's already seated and is the ruler over all. But this Bible is saying, until I make thy enemies thy footstool, as if he was still sitting down, the enemy has not been made his footstool yet. Isn't that what that Bible verse is saying? That's why I'm telling you that it was actually a prophecy about Christ and his body, the body of Christ, the church. So when the Lord said, sit thou at my right until I make thy enemies thy footstool, it's actually talking about until I make the enemies the footstool of the body of Christ. The body of Christ. You know, Christ is the head, we are his body. The head cannot do anything except through his body. Think of your physical body right now. Your head wanted to stamp upon the head of a snake that is passing by. The head have to signal the foot to lift up and stamp upon the snake. So who is there stamping upon the snake? The man. The foot cannot do it by himself. But the head is where the eyes are. Notice when you look at the human body, your head contains your eyes, contains your mouth, contains your ears, contains most of the senses. But the head controls, the brain controls what the arms will do, what the legs will do. And the medical world will tell you that. So the brain sends signal to the leg to lift up and stamp upon that snake that is going by. And that's why I say you shall tread. We are going to tread upon those serpents and scorpions, but the head is giving us the signal to tread. And we have to lift up our foot and tread. So we are the body of Christ from the head to the feet. So you can then see at the feet is at the end of the world. So we are at the end of the world right now. This is the end of the world, and this is the feet. And he said, until I make thy enemies thy footstool, we, even that feet, must have dominion over the enemies of the body of Christ, the enemies of humanity, the enemies of the church. And the Bible also gave us the fact that the last enemy that shall be destroyed is death. So the same thing is referring, this Bible verses are cumulative. It's talking about the same thing. The last enemy, which is death, has to be destroyed, has to be subdued under the feet of the church. When he says, until I make the enemies thy footstool, he's talking about until I make the enemies of the human being the footstool of the church, because the church is the body of Christ. Remember that. And that is also why in the book of Ephesians chapter 1 verse 20, think of all these Bible verses, because they are revelation, revealing to us exactly what the Lord has in plan for his body. In Ephesians chapter 1, talking about the Messiah also, in verse 20 of it, Apostle Paul was talking about praying that the eyes of your understanding to be enlightened, from verse 18, that ye may know what is the hope of his calling. And Apostle Paul was saying, he's praying that the Lord we open our eyes to understand this thing, verse 18, that the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that ye may know what is the hope of his calling, and what the riches of his of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power to us what who believe. See, that's the power we are trying to explain, this power to we that believe. We have to understand the power that is given to us, the power that is making us to inherit, so that we can use this power, that power being authority really, according to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places. So now he's talking that Christ was raised from the dead and set at the right hand of God in heavenly places. Now, that we know is already accomplished. Christ is already seated in heavenly places. Verse 21 says, far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come. And has put all things under his feet. Now, verse 22 is very important. He's saying, God has put all things under his feet and gave him to be the head over all things, now, to the church. That is the key thing. Because the church is his body. We are his body. But he says he has put all things under his feet. So the feet is part of the body of Christ. And he is the head over all things to the church. So being the head is to direct the church, which is his body, to do his affairs on earth. He said, and verse 20 said, the body, church, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. So that is what we are trying to say, that Christ has seated in heavenly places. We are actually seated inside him as the church of the living God. So all the authority that he has, all power in heaven and on earth that he said he has, which is the truth, it is through his body, the church, that he is to dispense this power. Authority actually is dispensed by word, by speaking. If the policeman is standing on the road and wanted to stop the vehicle that is coming, a big truck that is coming, he will raise up his hand and speak, stop. So authority is dispensed by word. So that's why I say we are to say unto the mountain, we are to say unto the devil, we are to cast them out. And when we say it, it shall be done. Now, he's saying that we are the body of Christ, and that authority that he has is going to be dispensed through his body. When he speaks or we speak, we enforce his word upon us. In chapter 2 of Ephesians chapter 2, and we see again in verse 6 there, that even as we have said that Christ has been exalted and raised and seated at the right hand of the Father, far above all principalities and powers, we are actually seated in him. And look at that in verse chapter 2 of Ephesians, continuation of that chapter 1. He went further in verse 4, that God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, has quickened us together with Christ. By grace ye are saved. That is, God has raised us up together. That is, as Christ has been raised up from the dead, we are raised up together. And you remember the baptism? When we say we went into water baptism, he said we are raised up. When we come out of the water, we are to believe it and have the faith of it, that we are raised up together from the dead with Christ as we come out of the water in baptism. And Apostle Paul is alluding to this in verse 6 and said, God has raised us up together. And then not just raised us up and do nothing. And he went for us and has made us to sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Which means as Christ ascended up to heaven, we are allegorically ascended and seated in him. You have to imagine and position yourself in that heavenly places by faith, so that you can exercise the authority by faith, believing this and then enforcing and speaking your authority on earth. He said, whatever you bind on earth, I will bind it in heaven. So he is above all things in heaven. He said, what we see on earth, he will make it happen in heaven. So that is exactly what Apostle Paul is saying here, that God has raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. So what are we saying? We are saying the authority that Christ has, even right now, he has delegated it to the body, to his body. We are his body, the church. So that we, understanding our right and our position in Christ, should begin to exercise our authority upon the earth over all things. Because Christ said, all power is given up unto me in heaven and in earth. It's power over all things. Over sicknesses, over death, over elements, over nature, over evil things, anything on earth, anything that is upon this planet earth, we have authority over it. And let me go far back and show you that this actually has been the plan of God when he created Adam. And you have to remember Genesis chapter 1. The book of Genesis chapter 1, that people assume that it was just telling history, it was actually a book of prophecy. When God said, let us make man in our image, He actually not just talking about the first man Adam that he made. He actually is talking about the generation of sons of God that will come forth at the end of the age, and that these are the sons of God he's giving this planet to. These are the sons of God that are going to subdue the earth. Look at it in Genesis chapter 1, verse 27 and 28. Verse 26 says, "And God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth." Now, all of these categories of creatures that God has created on the earth, and he said, man, we have dominion over them. Not just the physical animals. Not just the physical animals. These groups of beings that God created on earth are also represented in the spirit. That is, beasts of the field are representing some satanic forces. Fishes of the sea are representing some satanic forces. Fowls of the air are representing some satanic forces. Creeping things are representing some satanic forces. And God is saying he's creating man to have dominion over all those things, including these satanic forces that are on the earth, that are represented by beasts. Remember, the dragon was symbolizing Satan. The serpent that came and deceived Eve was symbolizing Satan. According to the book of Revelation, chapter 20, he said that old serpent called the devil and Satan. So which means, when he talk about serpents, which are beasts, they are representing also spirits, satanic spirits. The same thing with fowls of the air, they are representing some satanic spirits. He said the birds of the air pick up the seed from the that are planted on the road. Those are representing satanic spirits that are doing those things. So God is actually prophesying that at this end of the age, you say, why do I say end of the age? Because it was the sixth day that he created man. When he created man, the sixth day, which is the last 1,000 years of the humanity, he gave human beings 6,000 years on earth. And the sixth day, God created man, which is actually the end of the sixth day, because you look at it, you will see that all of those things, some things were created on the sixth day before we started to talk about man. But what I'm pointing out right now really is about the man that he created, which is representing the sons of God. In his image, he say, "They are in our. Let us make man in our image, after our likeness." That means they will become sons of God like Christ, after our likeness in our image. The Son of God, the Lord Jesus Christ, manifested what a Son of God should be, and he said in John chapter 1 verse 12, "As many as received him, as received Christ, to them gave he power to become the sons of God." So this power, which is called being born again, is making us to become the sons of God. And these sons of God are the people that God is referring to when he prophesied in the book of Genesis chapter 1 verse 26, that they will be in our image. Sons of God will be like Christ. After our likeness, they will have the likeness of Christ, that is, behave like us. They will have all the love like us, the gentleness like us, Christ. We have to have the image of Christ. And that's why he says he's changing us from glory, unto the image of his Son. So that is what God is prophesying in Genesis chapter 1, verse 26. And he said we are to have dominion over all these beasts and fishes and fowls and creepy things on the earth, which are representing also the satanic spirits that are on the earth. Verse 27 says, So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. So God is already talking about the sons of God at the end time, male and female. And that is why the saints at the end time are the fulfillment of this prophecy of Genesis chapter 1 verse 27. "And then God blessed them, and God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air, over every living thing that moveth upon the earth." Over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. So that is the plan of God from the beginning, and it is being fulfilled when the Lord Jesus Christ came and now delegated his power to his body. So we are the body of Christ. And we also see this thing in the book of Daniel. I pointed this out in many of my sermons that many people didn't try to understand it, or they try to think God, he was talking of just a single entity, but he's talking about the saints. In the book of Daniel, chapter 7, we see the prophecy that Daniel recorded there, that he said, after he has seen all these beasts that were dramatizing before him, and then he said at the end of it all was the one like a son of man came before the ancient of days. And he said the kingdom was given unto this son of man, the kingdom of the earth was given unto this son of man, and that all nations and dominions should serve and obey him. Now, many of the Bible scholars believe that that son of man that was represented in the book of Daniel chapter 7, that came before the Ancient of Days, and they said they brought him before the Ancient of Days. Many Bible scholars accepted that that son of man is representing Christ, Lord Jesus Christ. Yes, that is correct. However, it is actually not just representing Christ alone, it's representing him, because the angel interpreted it to Daniel in this chapter 7. The angel said that son of man is representing the people of the saints of the Most High. The people of the saints of the Most High. That is the kingdom of God that God is setting up, but it is the people of the saints that son of man is representing, which means Christ being the head of his body. It is not just Christ alone that is represented in that son of man in the book of Daniel chapter 7 that came before the ancient of days, that the kingdom of this earth was given unto him. It is actually representing the body of Christ, the people of the saints of the Most High, that should take over the kingdom. And look at that in Daniel chapter 7. Let me read it to you. The angel was interpreting this to Daniel in verse 26. He said, but the judgment shall sit, and they shall take away his dominion, the dominion of this last beast, to consume and to destroy to the end. And the kingdom, that's verse 27, and the kingdom and dominion and the greatness of the kingdom under the whole heaven shall be given to whom? He didn't say shall be given to the Messiah. No, he said shall be given to the people of the saints of the Most High, whose kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and all dominion shall serve and obey him. So he says the people of the saints of the Most High, but he says obey him. He says Christ is the head. When you look at a man, what do you say? You say his name is Mr. John James, no so. That's his name, but you are addressing his head. That's his, the head, but it's not the head, it's not alone. The head and the whole body is the John Jones, Mr. John Jones. So when he's talking about him, the people of the saints, but it's making us to show that it's not just Christ alone, it's Christ and his body that is taking over the earth. Christ is the head, we are his body, the church. And that is why we have to understand our position as believers, as the church of the living God, understand our position that God is bringing us to, so that we can submit to Christ, who is the head, and then use his delegated authority that he has given to us to subdue the earth. Because it is by submitting to him that he works his power through us. Because the anointing flows, the control flows from the head to all the members of the body on what to do. And when you emphasize or do what the head tells you to do, then you will be manifesting what the head wants to manifest. When the head tells the foot to lift up and crush the head of the serpent, and it did, then the head and the body is crushing the serpent. So that is exactly what this chapter is telling us, that it is the people of the saints of the Most High that take over the kingdom and possess it forever and ever. Let me point to you again. Hebrews chapter 2, verse 6. The book of Hebrews, chapter 2, Apostle Paul, in this passage, was talking about the same similar thing that we are just pointing out, where he was referring to the book of Psalms, to make us to understand how the Lord has subdued all things. From verse 6 there, let me read it to you, Hebrews chapter 2, verse 6. When he said, for the angels have still not put in subjection the world to come, where we speak, but one in a certain place testifies, saying, what is man that thou art mindful of him? Now, God is talking about, he has put man in charge. What is man that thou art mindful of him, or the son of man that thou visited him? Thou madest him to a little lower than the angels. Thou crownest him with glory and honor. and did set him over the works of thy hands. Thou hast put all things in subjection under his feet. For in that he put all in subjection under him, he left nothing that is not put under him. But now we see not yet all things put under him, but we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, that he, by the grace of God, should taste death for every man. For it became him for whom are all things, and by whom are all things, in bringing many sons unto glory, to make the captain of their salvation perfect through suffering. So Apostle Paul is saying, Christ, we have seen Christ now that he has demonstrated his authority over all things, but we are his body. Because the Bible says God is putting all things under the feet of man. See, it doesn't look like we have seen man subduing all things yet, that is, we human beings, we have not subdued all things yet. That's why the Bible prophesied in the book of Psalm 110 verse 1, sit thou at my right hand until I make thy enemies thy footstool. That is, the Lord God Almighty is the one that's going to subdue all these principalities and powers under the feet of the church. So Christ is sitting in heaven until the church has dominion over all these enemies. And the last enemy that shall be destroyed is death. And this is the age that God is telling me to preach this. The last enemy, death, must be destroyed, must be subdued. When you say destroy, means subdued under our feet. And this understanding is teaching us to make us to preach it, to make us to understand that we have authority over death. And we have to resist the devil that is causing death. And we have authority to command the devil to remove his hand. And that is when we have subdued death. When we have authority over death and all the death angels. The last enemy that shall be destroyed is death. And look at that in the book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 15, from verse 25. And Apostle Paul was describing this over and over again. He said, for Christ must reign, that's talking about, for he must reign till he has put all enemies under his feet. And verse 26 said, the last enemy that shall be destroyed is death. Now you wonder about that. You say Christ must reign until he has put on all the enemies under his feet. So while he is already reigning, he has already conquered death and all, but he's saying the last enemy is yet to be destroyed. So you can see, is he talking about Christ that has resurrected, or is he talking about Christ's body? Yes, it is Christ's body that must put all the enemies under the feet of the body of the Christ, the body of Christ. So it is God is referring to the fact that we, the body, must subdue all enemies under our feet. Christ will reign in the heavens, so that we on earth, as we command it, he will make it happen in heaven. As we command it on earth, he will make it happen on heaven. Until that enemy, that is the last enemy, is subdued under the feet of the church, Christ will come to reign in the heavens, so that his power and authority that he has delegated to us on earth can be enforced from heaven when we enforce it here on earth. Let me say that again. The power that Christ has delegated to us, the body of Christ on earth, will be enforced in heaven when we on earth enforce it here on earth. So that is why we must know our rights and our authority and assume that position and rebuke the devil and resist death and resist sicknesses and command the spirits, the satanic spirits, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, whatever we desire, it shall be done. As we say it, he said he will make it happen in heaven. That is why he must reign in heaven until the last enemy has been destroyed. I pray that the Lord will make you understand what we have just described here. Lord, I pray for all the people that are listening. Give them understanding of this exhortation. And I will continue this to explain it from different angles, that we have authority over death. We have authority over sickness and diseases. And the authority Christ has been delegated to us, the body of Christ. We have to understand it, believe it, and get the revelation of this, and then stand our ground and resist the devil and insist on our right. And the devil have to back off. Why? Because God is on our side. See, the Father has done, he said the Father's will is already written down in the scriptures. It's when we know the Father's will that we enforce it on earth, and it shall be enforced in heaven. God bless you. This is Gospel Distribution Ministry. Write to us, Evangelist Julius Adewumi, Post Office Box 71027, Phoenix, Arizona 85050. On the internet, on the internet, you can get us at www.gospeldistribution.org. gospeldistribution.org. We actually have another website, it's the same link, it's called GDS eva.org. That's Gospel Distribution Evangelical Association.org. And God bless you.